Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click a like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. So the first hour was basically a little bit of Bill O'Brien, a lot of Jong changing his Twitter handle again, which is now Jungle Fever, AJ's phone, and naming the camel. For the camel races, which...
That was pretty much the whole thing.
That was the whole first hour. If you missed any of it, it was actually pretty good, sort of. Or really bad. I'm not sure which means those are usually my favorite hours. So all available at podcastarena.com, and you can go back and listen. And the winning name Frobius came up with, Raheel Camzanali.
Okay. Which
I love. So that's a winner. I haven't told Raheel yet that we've named a camel after him.
I'm sure he's listening.
You think? Okay.
Well, he told me to change my Twitter handle to Suck My Jong.
Oh, okay. Isn't he usually at Saltgrass this time of day with the wife and the little trickster?
Wait, he, I don't know if you're allowed to call her a trickster.
No, I said the little trickster. Yeah. I can go by is what I hear on the show. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. All right, I guess we... Did you see this? I know you saw the Tennessee story, and somebody tweeted me this morning. I can't remember who it was. I apologize. Said, should this guy be coaching at Baylor? I have to admit, that's the first thought I had. And all the stuff that people are getting mad about involving Peyton Manning from 20 years ago, maybe you should kind of look at what's going on right now. If you haven't seen the story, Butch Jones... a former player claimed that Butch Jones called him a traitor for helping a rape victim, a woman who had been sexually assaulted by two teammates. And he went and helped her afterwards, called 911 to report the rape. He says he was in his car, saw a woman crying and hyperventilating in the bushes. He stopped to help her. She called 911 from his car to report the rape. He... says he suffered a bloody lip after being punched by a teammate that day, Kurt Maggett, and was confronted by Geraldo Orta and Marlon Lane the next day. He says that when he told Jones about what his teammates did to him, he was called out by the coach for supposedly betraying them. Bowles called Jones to tell him about being punched, and Jones said he was very disappointed in Bowles and that the receiver had betrayed the team, causing the player to break down and cry, according to the complaint. Also states that Jones called Bowles several hours later to apologize for calling him a traitor to the team. The woman's report of the attack led to the arrest of former linebacker A.J. Johnson and defensive back Michael Williams, who were indicted on aggravated rape charges in February of 2015. He transferred from Tennessee to Chattanooga after the 2014 season, but has now filed a lawsuit.
Sorely missed, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, and again, keep in mind, this is a lawsuit, so it's one side. We don't know the whole story. I'm sure it'll come out, but... Wow. I do think that sometimes these coaches get in these bubbles and that's all they care about is winning. But if that's true, that's pretty bad. I mean, the guy does the right thing and gets beat up by his teammates for it, and his coach calls him a traitor. That's bull stuff, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's not good.
832 said, I saw John and Raheel's commercial on Root Sports. When will your guys' ad come out? It's been out. It's out there. It's run a couple times. I have not seen it yet. I have seen John and Raheel's ad, but I've not seen ours.
I've not seen either. So and I watch the games, so I don't know. When
I don't know that we're actually coming on during the games. Well, they did the other night, one of the games I was watching. But Now, I know we're in the rotation. I just haven't seen it yet. But
don't you feel like we should be like 75%, and then the other shows should share the other 25%?
Well, I think we should do percentages based on ratings, which would make it closer to like 85%.
It shouldn't even be based on ratings. It should be based on importance to this station. Like if they're running the Barry Warner and Dylan Gwynn commercial as much as they're running ours, there's a serious problem with that.
Well, if it's that plus ratings, it ought to be 95%. Yeah. And then let the other guys fight it out for the 5%.
Hmm.
Did Salisbury do one?
I don't know.
Because I haven't seen his. Just be curious. I want to ask, what's the name of the burger place in Las Vegas that AJ talks about with the good food and good beer selection?
Burger Bar.
Burger Bar. It's Mandalay. It's fantastic. That's that place gets hit up at least two times while we're there. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Happy to take your phone calls. And I never know what to make of these tweets. Not texts. Not that y'all care, but have y'all noticed what Tubby Smith has done with Texas Tech in the last 2 weeks? Yeah, we spent a whole good talking about Tubby Smith and Texas Tech earlier in the week. So sorry you missed that. All available at podcastarena.com. I don't know why I went redneck on that. It's just when there's more than one, y'all, that's kind of how I feel like I should read it. Like, y'all need to be paying attention to what's going on up there in Lubbock, because that Tubby Smith doing a hell of a job.
Trust me, as someone who watches a lot of college basketball, and it's known that I watch a lot of college basketball, and I live in Texas, I've been getting plenty of tweets from Texas Tech guy this year.
Did you not mention what a big deal it was when they beat TCU? Did we not? Am I imagining that? It's possible, because I drink a lot and I'm old, that I could be imagining that we talked about that.
And no one noticed that before they've won 5 in a row or something like that. They lost 8 out of 10 before that, and I noticed that too. So I'm just
so y'all notice what he's done the last 2 weeks. So AJ, that's what the question is.
I've been saying that the next couple games are really important for them. If they win. I think if they win either of those two games, the Kansas or West Virginia games, that they're safely in the tournament. If they lose both of them, they're probably going to need to win a game or two in the tournament. Which, by the way, randomly, the current odds to win the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah. Give them to me.
All right. Kansas plus 210. It makes sense that they would be the favorite.
I think I'd bet against them to win it, though.
Oklahoma, plus 320.
Okay.
Just behind them. Texas is plus 600.
Sounds about right.
West Virginia's plus 750.
Okay.
West Virginia's pretty good, mind you.
Not bad.
Baylor, also pretty good, plus 900.
Now you're starting to interest me a little bit.
Iowa State, plus 1,000.
So 10 to 1, yeah.
So here's the number that really threw me off. Texas Tech, plus 400.
Wow.
So that's Texas Tech is the third favorite to win the Big 12. No thanks. If you had Texas Tech at plus 1,000, I'd go, that's interesting.
Well, just like Baylor interests me at 900. Iowa State interests me at 1,000.
Yeah.
If Texas Tech were 1,000, it would interest me.
Ugh, all these people with these unread emails. I don't understand it. Guys, you're grown-ups. I mean, this is... It's not that hard. This is what adult life. You have to read your emails.
You know what? I'm going to guess that people who don't read their emails, a large percentage of them are hoarders.
That's probably so. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
John, is your friend a hoarder? Maybe not full on like the ones on TV, but they keep a bunch of crap lying around.
No, not really. And this guy, JMCK, that sent us a screenshot of his phone, he had 2,525 unread emails. He also has 70 on his phone, which could be 70 missed calls combined with voicemails. Check those, please.
Yeah, I mean, or even if you're not going to check them, if you don't care enough that you're going to let it pile up to 70, just click on the button and let it get rid of the number.
Yeah, that's all.
But really, you're a grown-up. I mean, take care of your business.
Although, does it really matter what we think of? I mean, it's your phone, right? It's your personal place. The FBI is trying to get to where they can hack into it. I mean, you should be able to do whatever you want to it. I don't like having stuff like that, and I don't like having a whole bunch of apps on there. That's why I try to put them all in one of those little boxes as much as possible, just because a bunch of apps drives me nuts. I had the thing coming up with the mail a couple weeks ago where every time I got an email, it would show like 20 on there. And so I had to shut the phone down. It was driving me nuts. Are you getting the thing where it wants you to sign onto your Apple ID a bunch too?
No.
I'm getting that a bunch now. That irritates the snot out of me. Every time I put the phone on, it says, would you like to sign onto your Apple ID? No. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Reminds you of the HD show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas tonight at 7 o'clock. Boss says, just checked, and I have over 14,000 unread emails. Not a hoarder, though. Okay, it was just a theory. I might be wrong.
You got to be kidding me. I can't get what would you expect if you wanted to go to the Apple store to get your iPhone battery replaced? What would you think the timeline on something like that?
15 minutes, right?
The next available appointment at the Willowbrook store, which I should know, Willowbrook's such a... It's such a subpar shopping center.
A word you used the other day when we were on air.
I can't get an appointment at the Genius Bar at the Apple Store at Willowbrook until Wednesday. What? Are you kidding? That's a joke? Wednesday? Come on. Step your game up. Check this Galleria action.
Oh, good luck with that. That's where everybody goes.
Plus you
got to drive around here.
All the available appointments are between 5 and 7.
Well, see, that's the thing. Shouldn't you be able to... I guess that's the only time those people work. It's kind of like you.
Oh.
Chase says, what I hate most is voice mailbox is full guy. Dummy needs to learn how to erase voicemails. Batman's Seriously. Ugly brother says, I leave my voicemail full, so when people said they left me a voicemail, I know they're lying. Well, okay, that's a good theory. And then Hunter sent us a screenshot of his phone, which 2 Snapchats, 1 Pandora, 49 mails, 5 on his phone, and 9,697 Gmails.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like fingernails on a blackboard to me.
You're a pig.
Shame.
Oh, well. I do leave a few voice messages on there, but not many. It's usually something that... actually, I should get rid of all those, too. Somebody says one at Memorial City is good. You don't have to go through all that.
There's a wait there, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd have to come in on Saturday.
That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, who's got time for this?
But how many people are available to make appointments at 10 in the morning during the week, which you can do? That makes no sense to me. That's one of the best things about our job is that I can actually get stuff done during the day.
What would they call that area... Like right down the street, just inside the loop, like by Central Market over here on Westheimer, there's an Apple store that's like a standalone Apple store that's not inside a mall. What would we call that area of town?
That's inside the loop?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, Highland Village, is that it?
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, it's Highland Village.
It's Highland Village.
Yeah, it's like, it's a couple blocks inside the loop.
Hmm. Well,
there you go. That's it, Highland Village. All right.
There you go.
I mean, well, let's not start bleeping each other's bleeps just yet.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I have a I'm sure you saw this story. It's not really a hockey story because I always look for, I'd love to be able to talk hockey on the show, but it's a Twitter story.
Are you blaming me for not being able to talk hockey?
No, I'm blaming the fact that we live in a city that doesn't have hockey, and the, okay. all the people who care about it, I see at the Maple Leaf and talk hockey with them anyway.
Okay. So but you understand that it's, I mean, it's, it would be bad business for us to talk about hockey regularly.
It'd be terrible business, but it's not bad business for us to talk about Twitter promotions that go horribly wrong, which is what happened to the Montreal Canadiens. They sent out a automated email to when they got to 1 million followers, right? But basically what it did is if you followed them, they would send a jersey with your Twitter name on the back, like a virtual right. jersey. Well, they didn't bother to filter out the swear words.
Oh, boy.
Not wise, guys.
So here are some of the shirts that wound up going out on Twitter. And it says, welcome, it says in French and English, welcome to the family, hashtag CanadiansMTL1M for 1 million. And they sent one to a Twitter address called Death to N-Words.
Oh.
You chose porn.
So the back of the jersey says, at Death to N-Words. Here's another one. It says, just a thank you. And it's at N-Word Subban. I Love ISIS was one that follows them apparently. And eventually the apology had to come, right? Automated messages were sent from our account tonight, resulting from a filtering issue in our campaign to thank our 1 million Twitter followers. We apologize for the offensive messages and have fixed the issue so it won't happen in the future. But very briefly, you could have gotten a virtual jersey that said, at I Love ISIS. Maybe it's a girl named ISIS.
Maybe.
Maybe he really does love her. But Eugene says, I have a friend who left his voicemail full so his mistresses didn't leave messages. Don't they just text? Isn't that... That's the thing. This is one reason why I don't really check my messages, because I don't like talking to anybody. If I need to talk to you, I'll text you and say, hey, man, can you talk for a minute?
Right.
And I want to get off the phone as fast as possible. But I don't know why people who leave long, drawn-out messages on your phone now, I mean, who does that?
I don't know.
I mean, doesn't everybody text?
I mean, most people do, except old people.
Well, I'm old. I text.
I mean, like, really old.
Well, yeah, but you don't expect to hear from them.
Oh God, this is pissing me off to no end. Like, it's not showing, it's showing both my MacBooks and my iPad, but it's not showing my iPhone under my Apple ID.
That's very weird.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
Who has time for this? Who has time for this?
Well,
I really need like a personal assistant. I should hire one. Wait a minute. I'm married. That's why I need her to do all these things.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that. That's what you need a side piece for.
No.
They handle all that.
You send your side piece. First of all, if you send your side piece out with your cell phone in hand, you're an amateur, bro.
No, not if she's also your personal assistant.
Oh, please. She's going to start texting your main chick.
It's a trap.
That's a bonehead move.
No,
Fred.
She's not.
No wonder you're on marriage number 3.5 or
no.
4.5 or whatever it is.
It's 3.5. Right. It's 3.5. But no, I mean, this is the way you do it. You bring her on as personal assistant, slash side piece. She knows going in what the game is. And she gets all the attention because she's a personal assistant. And that way the wife doesn't have to deal with it. She can stay at home and raise the kids. You're fine.
Yeah, can't even tell you. That's a terrible idea on every level.
Of course
much.
It is. Of course it
pretty
is.
Pretty much every level.
Well, all right, that's better than going to your wife and saying, I need you to be my personal assistant.
I don't think so. I think my wife would be like, okay.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Exactly. Oh, boy.
She does a lot of that stuff anyway. I mean, she takes care of all my travel reservations and stuff like that. I mean, she's pretty good.
Then you already have that. Why are you looking for more?
I don't know. I feel like it's a pain in the ass to make her do this, but I might have to.
Timmy Candu says, I hate voicemail. If I have a missed call, I know you called. Exactly. Nick asks if the Dallas Stars are legit enough to win the Stanley Cup. We're not allowed to talk hockey.
No.
But I do think
we've talked enough hockey.
They will be probably one of the long shot teams that I will put a few bucks on before the playoffs start. All right. Quick break. Somebody says, don't you have interns? Can't you make them do that?
I'm not sending an intern to the Apple store with my phone.
You sent them to get food for you once.
That's different. This is business.
All right.
Maybe I'll have an intern come in and sit in and finish the show while I go to the Apple store.
What, you can get an appointment now?
I can walk in.
Really?
Yep. I think that might be the move.
Hmm. How late are they open?
I don't know. 8.
Oh, well, there you go. It's right over there. You could be there before 7:15. Go yeah. in. Boom. Done.
Dude, you know it takes you a half hour to get from our building to 610.
Yeah, going that way.
Yeah.
Just go up Richmond and then go the back way. That'll take you 10 minutes tops.
Hey, Lance says get Granado's daughter to be your assistant.
Granado's daughter is, I don't think she's of age. No, not going there.
Kimu said, I was about to volunteer as your assistant, then it got weird. Well, yeah, if you're going to be our assistant, it's going to be weird. That's just kind of how things roll around here. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. A lot more to get to. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Off-air hockey conversations. Something wrong with me that I know that the Minnesota Wild have been on fire since they fired their coach, mainly because I watched them Sunday when they played the Blackhawks, and they just, I mean, totally humiliated them. Couple of things from Twitter. Boss, who is also bra black peep, figured once someone had two MacBooks and an iPad and an iPhone, they automatically got an assistant.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. You should have had that put into your contract, that they hire an assistant for you.
I think it's on my wife's Apple ID, my phone.
Oh, really?
I think so, because like we share iTunes.
Yeah.
So that might be my issue.
See, that the one big problem I had was my old email address got shut down because it got spammed, and that was my ID.
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't change my password. Because it would send it to there. And I had to go through all kinds of stuff. And I actually had to call Apple and was on the phone with them for 2 hours before I finally got it fixed.
Ugh.
And I changed it to my new email address, the Fowler975 at Gmail thing. And when I downloaded the latest iOS, the old one was back on there. And so I've had to change my password to freaking Apple probably 50 times because I always forget it. It's not one of my usual ones that I use because I had to change it. And so almost every time I sign on to iTunes, I'm having to get a new password. And I don't want to go through that whole 2 hour thing with
them
again.
Pain in the ass.
But that's why we love our Apple stuff. It's like crack. You're not getting rid of it. Hey, we talk about some prospects who could help themselves this week or hurt themselves. Yard Barker did 8 prospects to watch, and I wanted to get into this a little bit because there's a couple guys on this list that I think are pertinent for good and bad reasons. And one's Connor Cook, and we had a guy ask why I wasn't high on Connor Cook yesterday. And I think my concern with him, I was more impressed with him the year before than I was last year. I don't think, and it doesn't mean he's not going to be good. I guarantee you there's people out there that get paid a lot of money to evaluate quarterbacks that are going to be wrong about guys. It happens every year. I don't like that he tends to struggle when there's standard pressure on him. Like against the blitz, he's pretty good. But I that concerns me a little bit. I don't think he's that accurate, at least at the NFL level. And that's not really a guy I would want. But you got to keep in mind when you're evaluating these guys, it's not just, I mean, what they did in college winds up being meaningless unless they're doing it in a kind of system that they're going to run in the pros.
Right.
And that's why Jared Goff, who looks fantastic in college, but he's playing in a system that makes quarterbacks look fantastic. You have no clue how that's going to translate. Connor Cook is playing at least in a system that's produced some quarterbacks that can play in the NFL.
Including Brian Hoyer.
Including Brian Hoyer. and maybe Kirk Cousins has turned the, you know, has turned the corner and he's going to be great. I'm not so sure, but maybe he has. Another guy on this list that I absolutely love is Kenneth Dixon from Louisiana Tech. He can catch the ball. He gets in the end zone and he can do a little bit of everything. I don't know that, you know, you're never going to have a number one back unless it's a Todd Gurley, that's a guy that you can give them. But as far as a guy that you get out there and get 15 touches a game that'll make an impact for you, I like that guy a lot. And I think he's going to be a good pro for somebody. Of course, I also thought Bishop Sankey was going to be a good pro.
We all have our misses.
Colby Listenby from TCU. He's extremely fast. He was hurt last year, but you know, he's got decent size, 6'1", 183. So that's a guy to keep an eye on. Braxton Miller's another one they mentioned, which I know I heard Sean and Granato talking about him the other day. I think he's got a chance to impress people this week. He didn't get the ball much at Ohio State, but you know, when he was playing receiver, but I do think the guy's got a pretty damn good athlete. Sean Oakman from Baylor.
You think people will look at him as a quarterback?
No. Okay, I'm talking about his receiver. Yeah. And I think he's got a high upside there. I think he could be a pretty decent slot receiver at some point. Not right away. I don't think any of these guys step in right away except for maybe Dixon, because running backs can do that. Sean Oakman from Baylor is another guy who he certainly looks the part, but
you mean 6'8", 270?
Yeah.
Looking the part?
But if you watch him on the field last year, it wasn't nearly as impressive as he was the year before. But he's one of those guys getting off the bus you look at and you go, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to block that guy. Noah Spence, a kid from Eastern Kentucky who started at Ohio State. He's a really talented guy. And if he hadn't left Ohio State, I think he's probably a much higher pick. I think he goes pretty high anyway. Scooby Wright of Arizona, does he do anything for you?
I mean, he's a good football player. I just don't know if he's an NFL. I mean, what kind of an NFL player?
I think he's probably third, fourth rounder at this stage. And LaShawn Sims of Southern Utah, who I admit I don't know a hell of a lot about. But he apparently was very impressive in the East-West Shrine game. But that game's not your best of those guys. I mean, those guys are going to the Senior Bowl. So, anyway, that's their list. And, wow, somebody sent me a... Who was it that just sent me this? Big Dog sent me a list of the top 10... or the active GMs with the best records of drafting Pro Bowlers. Ryan Grigson's tied for 10th of the Colts. And Rick Smith is fourth on the list.
I mean,
hey, basically it's just, number one on the list. Basically it's, guys who have drafted the highest percentage of Pro Bowlers as GMs.
You know what? I don't even care about that list because, as you know, I don't put any stock into making the Pro Bowl.
No.
It means
no,
nothing.
No, I don't either. But
and it shouldn't mean anything to you other than, I mean, players, it should mean a check. It's not like, I think now if you're saying, oh, I'm a 5-time Pro Bowler, I don't even care. I mean, so many scrubby-ass dudes play in the Pro Bowl now.
But that, it's amazing to me that you could have a list that theoretically includes some of the better players in the NFL and who they drafted. Jerry Jones is number one on your list, by the way.
Okay.
Almost 15% of his draft picks have become Pro Bowlers. 34 players. So.
Good for him.
John Snyder of the Seahawks makes sense at third. But anyway. Let's grab a phone call.
Let's just remember Tyrod Taylor was a Pro Bowler this year. So was Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, guys who are good, don't get me wrong, but the Pro Bowl, you remember the Pro Bowl used to be like the two or three best guys at your position from each conference? That's not how it is anymore. That's not what the Pro Bowl is anymore.
No. It's not what it was. Well, I would say up until about 5 years ago, it might have meant something.
Now it's like you're the top two or three guys at your position in your conference who aren't playing in the Super Bowl, aren't injured, or actually feels like going to the game. Because a lot of guys, you know, most of the big stars, they don't feel like playing in the Pro Bowl because they know it's stupid.
Yeah. All right. We'll take some phone calls when we come back. 713-780-ESPN.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Kickoff spring with Gal Media on the golf course. We're playing at Sugar Creek Country Club Monday, February 29th. Buy a spot for just $50. Included is green fees, golf carts, lunch, dinner, beer, water, snacks, goodie bag. $50, man.
It's a good deal.
That's a great deal. Are you kidding me? Spots are limited, so get yours now. Call Michelle. Here's the number, 713-479-5346. Or better yet, just email at golf@galmedia.com. All right. You know what? Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, a lot of talk about concussions in sports these days.
Right.
And they even made a movie called Concussion.
You've seen?
No, I have not seen it.
No, me neither.
I didn't really have any interest in it. Have you ever, like, jumped into a pool and maybe dived in there and there wasn't as much water as you thought and you wind up going to the bottom?
Nope.
Me either, because I actually look. Well, in 2006,
I have hit my head on the bottom of, like, above-ground pools. Like where you think you've got more, I'm not diving into them.
But yeah, okay.
Like going under and like hitting your head. I've done that before.
Okay, well, this is a little more than that. In 2006, Derek Amato was diving into a shallow swimming pool. He suffered a major concussion. When he woke up in the hospital, he felt different. He discovered he was really good at playing piano. He's what's called a sudden savant.
Okay.
People who have severe head injuries and come out with special gifts for music, math, or art.
All right.
He can't read music, and he totally improvises, but apparently he's just...
But he feels it.
He's a fantastic pianist, and he wasn't before this happened.
Good for him.
And I'm just wondering, is something where you can go around and intentionally concuss yourself and come out being able to do something?
I hope not. It's not wise.
Well, no, because I would say...
Because let me tell you, the odds, if this were What Are the Odds Wednesday, the odds are much greater that you'll go the Junior Seau route than you will the Beethoven route.
Most likely, yeah. I had a pretty good concussion after the car accident, and I didn't wake up with any special skills.
No.
I lost interest in self-pleasuring. That was about it.
Really?
No.
That's a disaster.
Lamont, what are the odds Tom Herman's at the debate tonight? Hey, I think Coach Herman would hold his own against all those guys. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Roger asks, sir, the Pro Bowl is completely legit. Do you not remember Pro Bowl MVP Matt Schaub?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were joking about that off air. I do think it's more quarterbacks where you see these guys that don't really belong. Although Schaub did have a Pro Bowl year that year. But, you know, it does seem like the last few years we got a lot more guys that are just saying, screw it, I'm not going to Hawaii.
Right.
Once you've been there enough times.
A couple people, on Twitter, Let's see, who else? Who's asking this? Oh, Nick. Haven't heard Trayvon Boykin's name after his whole attacking an officer fiasco. Where does he land? I don't think many people were looking at Trayvon Boykin as an NFL quarterback prospect anyway. I think there were people who thought he could be a wide receiver.
Which is where he started his career.
I think he wants to continue to try to play quarterback. I don't think anyone's going to draft him as a quarterback. He might catch on as an undrafted free agent and be one of those guys where he'll try out at quarterback, and if he doesn't work there, maybe they can put him on the practice squad or something like that. Trayvon Boykin, to me, seems like a great guy to have on your practice squad.
Yeah.
Because he can give you some different looks. But
I think he's a better B.J. Daniels.
Yeah, I don't think...
If you want a player who can do a little bit of everything like the Texans tried to use at the end of the season,
yeah,
I think he's a better version of that. Let's grab a quick phone call. Roger, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I was just curious about what you guys thought about the Heisman winner. You know, where do you think he's going to fall in the draft?
I think he's going to test through the roof, but I would be surprised if he goes in the first round. I mean, I would not take him, and I am not, and most of my reasoning is I'm not going to invest a high pick in an Alabama running back.
I'm not going to invest a high pick in almost any running back, but Derrick Henry, I think he's a very good back. I think that he's got a chance to become fat, which I don't like. And where I would have to draft him, which he'll probably go in the second round, is my guess.
Yeah.
If not late first round. But I'm not willing to invest in him there.
Yeah, my concern is...
I think you and I both, there's guys that we both like up and down that draft board at running back that we like better than Derrick Henry in the second.
And I think you'll be able to get those guys later on. I really do.
I would rather take his teammate. I'd rather take Kenyon Drake in round four than Derrick Henry in round two.
I don't disagree with that at all. And here's why I'm not crazy about, and it's not just Derrick Henry. It's pretty much any of these guys that come out of Alabama. You're playing behind a terrific offensive line almost every year in a run-based offense. A lot of these guys are 4 yards downfield before they're ever touched. And it's the same reason why I don't like Wisconsin backs, and because they're behind big offensive lines and run-based offenses. And it's very similar to why I don't like air raid quarterbacks. You're going to have inflated numbers. You're going to look better than you are. And that doesn't mean they can't play. That doesn't mean that one of them isn't going to be very good. I think Eddie Lacy, until he beefed up too much and started getting hurt, was playing pretty well for Green Bay. And Mark Ingram's had his moments. And I don't think Henry's going to be Trent Richardson, but with all these guys, I always take their numbers with a grain of salt, simply because of the way Alabama plays football. And I'm not willing to invest a high pick in somebody that I'm not 100% sure that that's necessarily going to translate. Physically, does he look the part? Absolutely. Does he have all the things you look for? Yes. But does that mean I'm willing to gamble on him when? For me to take a running back in the first round, man, like I said, the next one that I would think about is going to be Leonard Fournette a year from now if he doesn't get hurt. And I think if you're the Texans, by the time you get around to your second pick, Derrick Henry's going to be gone. That's where I would be looking at a Kenneth Dixon or Kenyon Drake or Jonathan Williams or somebody like that. Guys who I think can be just as good, and you're going to be able to get them with a later pick. Although, if they trade up for a quarterback, they may not have that pick.
May not.
We shall see. I'll be very interested to see what the Texans do in terms of quarterback, whether if they've gotten another guy here in the offseason, whether or not they're going to be willing to trade up. Or I'm seeing a lot of mock drafts that have only two quarterbacks going in the first round and Paxton Lynch going early second. You know what? If he's sitting there at 22, I wouldn't be shocked at all if they grabbed him.
Yeah.
And I'd be okay with that. All right, guys, let me tell you about my good friends at Vistaprint. Where right now they got a great deal for you. Vistaprint.com, 500 business cards for just $9.99. All you have to do is enter my promo code FRED at checkout. And let me tell you, Vistaprint is a terrific service if you have a business, if you have a club, if you're coaching the soccer team and you want to have business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. You just want to put invitations together for a degenerate party. They're going to be able to do that for you. It's going to be quick. It's going to be easy. It's a great site. I use it for a lot of the things that I do outside the station here, and I've always had great luck with them. I've always been extremely happy. They've got fantastic customer service. If there's any kind of mess up, they make it right, and they do it right away. And they've got custom design services to help you design the perfect product for your business. And the best thing is you can get by in hard, and I'm telling you, you're going to save money if you go to the site from what you would do if you tried to get this done in a store. And it's going to get there fast and easy. I love them. I want you to try them. So I'm going to give you that special offer just for the Blitzers. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Use the code FRED at checkout. That's up to 50% savings over regular site pricing. Great quality, easy to customize, and you can't beat the price. 500 business cards for $9.99. All you have to do is visit Vistaprint.com, design your own custom business cards, enter my code FRED at checkout. That's code F-R-E-D. This is an exciting offer for a great product, so don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.